So how can we develop AAC systems that are easier for kids to learn? Well, one way is obviously to redesign the systems, and we have been working over the past 5 or 6 years here at Penn State trying to figure out how to redesign AAC systems to reduce learning demands for young children. We need to think about all aspects of the system in this work. We need to think about the most effective ways to represent language concepts using AAC symbols. We need to think about layout, organization, and navigation through AAC systems. We need to think about how to select concepts from AAC systems and about the output to ensure that it's comprehensible and intelligible to young children. I'm going to talk a little bit about these areas and what we need to think about as we're designing systems that will be appropriate to young children.